Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we begin with Allah's blessed name. We praise Him and we glorify Him as He ought to be praised and glorified. And we pray for peace and for blessings on all His noble messengers, and in particular on the last of them all, the Blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as we greet you in blessed Ramadan. From the city of Islamabad in Pakistan, with the good news that I was able to get a flight from Skardu, from the mountains of Skardu, to fly back to Islamabad. And we have been praying since Rajab. We've been praying, we've been making the dua, which is Masnoon. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin wa Shaban. وَبَلِغْنَا رَمَضَانَ. O Allah, kindly give us, grant us blessings in Rajab and in Shaban, and grant that we may live to reach to see Ramadan. And alhamdulillah, we are now in the month of Ramadan. We thank Allah for that, and it might be our last Ramadan. We may not live to see another Ramadan. And so, what is the best way for us to derive to fulfill, first of all, our duties to Ramadan and to derive the blessings of Ramadan? I am going to concentrate on duties, because there are many, many others who are able to teach you what are the blessings of Ramadan. And very clearly, our first duty is to thank Allah that He has allowed us to witness yet another Ramadan. And number two, that Ramadan is the month that Allah has chosen for the compulsory fast. And we know that this is not something that is new to us, fasting, because Allah says, بَعَدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. That fasting was made obligatory for those who came before us. We are not the first people in Islam. Ah, yes. We are not the first people in the religion of Islam. Shall I repeat that one more time? This ummah is not the first ummah in the religion of Islam. From where did this nonsense come? That Islam came to the world for the first time with Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. I have to raise my voice in utter frustration because of the brainwashing which has taken place. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. There were others before you in Islam. Will you wake up? There were others before us in Islam, and Allah gave to them fasting as well. They were ordered by Allah to fast. So we are not the first. When we arrived in Medina, at that time it was called Yathrib, and in the Quran it is called Yathrib. When we arrived in Medina, we arrived in the city where there were others who came before us, and they were there. They used to be called Banu Israel. And then in the Quran, Allah changed the term and called them Ahlul Kitab. And Ahlul Kitab now are comprised of two. First, there are Al-Yahud, the Jews who rejected the Messiah. That's the definition of a Yahud or a Jew. The definition of a Jew or Yahud from our kitab, from the kitab which came down to us, the definition of a Jew is someone who has rejected the Messiah, the son of Mary. That is the definition of a Jew. You can use any other definition you want. This is ours. And the other part of Ahlul Kitab are those who accepted the Messiah. And they are called and Nasara, the Christians. The definition of a Christian in the Quran is someone who has accepted the Messiah and not rejected him. So when we arrived in Medina, there was a huge number of Jews present in Medina. What are they doing there? This is not the Holy Land. The Holy Land is in Jerusalem. So what are you doing here, Rabbi? And the answer is, they were there in Medina because they knew that Allah was sending someone to Medina. And they thought that that someone who is coming would be the Messiah who they're waiting for, because they rejected the true Messiah. So when we arrived in Medina, we found them there, and they were fasting according to the law of fasting which came down in the Torah. And we fasted with them in accordance with their law of fasting, because that law was still applicable on us. What was that law? It was to fast from sunset to sunset on dispersed days of the year. And that's how we fasted. For 17 months in Medina, we fasted like that. And the Prophet, Allah's blessings be upon him, fasted like that. And when the Jews saw us fasting, they were surprised because we were fasting with them in accordance with their law of fasting. And so here was evidence as dazzling as the sunshine that this man was indeed a true prophet of the one God, as he declared that he was. But that was not all. No Arab could turn his back on the Kaaba. The Kaaba was the heart of the Arab world, the spiritual heart of the Arab world. Even when the Kaaba was filled with idols, it was still the heart of the entire Arab world. For an Arab to turn his back on the Kaaba, it is something extraordinary. And yet, when he arrived in Medina, our Prophet turned in the direction of Jerusalem in prayer. And so he had to turn his back to the Kaaba. Here was evidence for the Jews. As dazzling as the sunshine, this man could not have been other than a true prophet of the one God. It was after 17 months had expired and the rabbis had decided to reject his claim as a prophet. Why? One reason why. They believed that they were the chosen people of the Lord God, that they were born superior to the Arabs. They looked down upon the Arabs, that they were inferior. They were ummi, the unlettered people, but not just unlettered, an inferior people who they call the Gentiles. And we are the elite of the Lord God. We are born superior to the rest of mankind. We are the chosen of the Lord God, and heaven is reserved for us. He's not a Jew. He's not an Israelite. He's an Arab. And for this reason, he was rejected. Not only did they reject him, but they're now conspiring to kill him, waging war on him. And it was at this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acted He waited for a long, 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 long time since that event when they attempted to crucify the Messiah. 600 years have passed. Allah waited for all that time. And at this moment, when He sent the last prophet, and they had ample time, He's now living in their midst. They have no excuse. They can recognize Him as a prophet the way they recognize their own children. And yet, with obstinacy and with arrogance, racial arrogance, we are born superior, they rejected Him. And so at this moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala acted. Rabbi, I hope you are listening to me. He acted by changing the Qibla. Don't turn to Jerusalem anymore. Turn to Mecca. We are separating ourselves from you. That's right. This is a new community in the one religion of Islam. Let me repeat that for the schoolboys. This is a new community in the religion of Islam. Do I have to repeat that again and again and again? A new community is born, not a new religion. It's the same religion that was there before. It's just a new community, a new ummah. So Islam is there, and Islam is now also here. And that has not changed, because the schoolboy cannot change the truth. And so this is your new Qibla. We're separating ourselves from you. And this new community now has a new law of fasting. And Allah says, He says, عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَخْتَانُونَ أَنْفُسَكُمْ. Allah knows what you were doing when you were supposed to be staying away from your wives in the nights of fasting. Allah knows. فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah has done towards you mercifully. فَالْآن بَاشِرُهُنَّ. You are now allowed, you are now legally allowed to embrace your wives. He didn't say wives, sorry. He said women. أُحِلَّ لَكُمْ لَيْلَةِ السِّيَامِ رَفَثُ إِلَىٰ نِسَائِكُمْ. It is now halal for you on the nights of fasting to go to your woman. He didn't say wives. He said woman. Of course, it has to be woman with whom it will be legal to have intimate relations. So why did he not say wives? Why did he not say it is now permissible for you to go to your wives? Why did he say it is not permissible for you to go to your woman? Answer, nothing happens in the Quran by accident. Nothing. And Allah sent the Quran to people who think. And if everything was already explained, as our Salafi brothers want us to believe, then there's no need to think. If everything is already explained, then there is no need to think. But no, everything is not explained as yet. And so we need to ask ourselves the question, why did Allah say, it is now permissible for you to go to your woman? I'm not going to tell you the answer. You think it out. You think it out, okay? And so we now have a new law of fasting, that we will begin the fast at dawn and end the fast at sunset. But what did Allah say? He says, "Wakulu washrabu, eat and drink. Hatta yatabayyana lakumul khaytul abyad min al khaytil aswad min al fajr. Thumma atimmu siyama ila layl." Eat and drink during the night time until the white thread of dawn is distinct from the black thread. And here in Pakistan, they know very well what's a thread because they're very fond of flying the kite, the Pakistanis. They fly the kite, and you need a string to fly the kite. So eat and drink until the white thread of dawn is distinct from the black thread. I wonder why is it that nobody puts a white thread and a black thread underneath the pillow when they go to sleep. So in the morning you'll take out your white thread and take out your black thread and check it out to see when you begin the fast, because that is what is in the Quran. It's strange, isn't it? Why is it people don't put a white thread and a black thread to check when to begin the fast? Because that's what Allah says in the Quran. The answer is that Allah says there are two kinds of verses in the Quran. There are ayat muhkamat, which are verses which are plain and clear. You just need to explain it to the people. But then there are other verses which are ayat mutashabihat. What are ayat mutashabihat? Answer, ayat mutashabihat are those verses which have to be interpreted. That one is tafsir, to explain. This one is ta'wil, to interpret. And unless you interpret the verse, you will not understand it. And here is the classic example of an ayah mutashabiha. So a companion put a black thread and a white thread underneath his pillow, and in the morning he was checking out when to begin the fast. He had some difficulties, so he went to the Prophet ﷺ, and it was at this moment and not before. Let me repeat that for those who think. It was at this moment and not before that Allah's Messenger then gave the ta'wil, the interpretation. And listen to his interpretation. He says, when Allah spoke about the white thread and the black thread, what he meant was, the interpretation was, eat and drink until the light of the day. Light of the day, roshni, light. Light is something you can see with your eyes. The light of the day is distinct from the darkness of the night. So it is at that time now that we begin the fast. If you begin the fast and then you perform your Salatul Fajr, your morning prayer, and you still cannot see any light in the sky, you have said goodbye to the Quran. And so now we have a new law of fasting. Do we fast until the night time? When Allah said the night time, what he meant was when the day has ended and the night has begun. And the day ends at sunset and the night begins at sunset. I hope that this is understood, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we first of all thank him for this new law of fasting. And we pray that he may accept our fast in this blessed Ramadan. Thank you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.